Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, Starkville, and Tupelo. And Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoors. That's where you go to get your Easy Go golf car for the house, neighborhood, farm, hunting camp. Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoors. Go see Benji Nelson and the team right here in Madison or on the Mississippi Gulf Coast or in Memphis. Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoors. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Steve joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. JeansPage.com, 247 Sports, the Boneyard Podcast. We've been talking about Jeff Lebby for an hour and a half on the show, the pros and the cons. And I'm going to give my theory again, and then I want to hear what Steve has to say. Zach Selman decided to go for youth, offense, enthusiasm and excitement over head coaching experience. And Mississippi State people are losing their mind because that's usually what fans do. Eventually they gravitate to the hire. This is a massive youth movement in Starkville. Selman, 37. Jeff Lebby, 39. I thought that he would go sitting head coach, especially with what's happened as of late. And I was wrong. People kept saying, it's Jeff Lebby. And I said, it's never who you think it is because of the tie to Oklahoma and so on. Well, by damn, Zach Selman hired Jeff Lebby. Steve Robertson, do you agree with kind of where I went with what Selman decided he wanted over head coaching experience?
Yeah, I think so. And I'll be honest with you, in the beginning of the search, that was really kind of the talk, is that they wanted to get a sitting head coach and kind of bring some people in. But, yeah, you can't be surprised in other aspects because, yeah, tremendous amount of ties to Oklahoma, which is where, you know, Selman's from. It's where he cut his teeth as a young person, literally and figuratively, but also, too, as a college administrator. And you go back and look, I mean, Lebby was a signee of Bob Stoops, got injured and spent 4 years as a student assistant under Stoops. And that last year he worked with Josh Heupels when Josh got the job at Central Florida. He hired Lebby. And so, you know, Selman's got a couple of guys that have done some pretty big things in college football over the years as a sounding board, you know, with Stoops and Heupel, having worked directly with Jeff Lebby. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, the concern, there's positive and negatives to all this, right? I mean, the positive is the guy knows how to score and has scored at every level, no matter where he's been. You know, you worry a little bit about, after what State's gone through with Zach Arnett, about being able to run the show, you know, being able to kind of work through this. Now, to be fair about that, you know, Lebby's coached a lot more football than Zach Arnett has, and that's not being hypercritical of anybody. But, yeah, there's going to be a learning curve because there's just so many demands on coaches that assistant coaches don't have to deal with. So it's going to be not just about hiring Jeff Lebby. It's going to be about who he brings in with him. That's the most important part of this, not just the head coach that has a vision, but the assistant coaches and staffers that can help carry that out and make it a reality.
Okay, so with the youth movement, Steve Robertson, do you think Selman basically knew, was he the guy from the start and somebody was going to have to blow him away because of all the ties and everything you just went through?
I think that's a real possibility. I'll be honest with you. I think 3 or 4 days into the search, just talking to some people, you know, in that community, they said, you know, Zach Selman said, I kind of know what I want to do, but I want to do a thorough search because I don't want to miss out on a great candidate out here. So, yeah, he went through the search firm process, went through the interview process. It wasn't like this was all just some kangaroo court thing where it was just going to be Lebby from the beginning. But I do think it's one of those deals where you go out and you talk to people, and if they don't change your mind about the direction of what you want to do, then you go with your initial thought. And so, yeah, I think Jeff Lebby was probably in the forefront of Zach Selman's thoughts when he got ready to move on from Zach Arnett. But I don't think that it was just one of those situations where he just went through the motions. I think it was very much a legitimate search.
Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Are you hearing anything that you believe is close to accurate on who could be on the staff?
Yeah, I think one of the first phone calls you make is to Randy Clements, and I'm sure that call's been made. Of course, he's the current offensive line coach at North Carolina and was at Ole Miss with Levy. And, you know, if you talk to people in that circle, and it's so interesting, you know, it's kind of the same group, like with the Mike Leach tree, right? I mean, all these people are as thick as thieves because they trade information all the time when it comes to offensive philosophy and attacking other opponents and things like that. And I've had multiple people tell me that, Levy and Clements are, you know, just attached at the hip. And so a good chance that he comes in as the offensive line coach, perhaps the run game coordinator, but with Levy expected to call most of the plays, he may be the offensive coordinator in title. We'll see how things shake out. And had somebody tell me yesterday, don't rule out Kendall Browse. And, you know, we're going to vet that out. We'll ask Levy this evening kind of about that. I don't know if he's ready to comment on it. But with, you know, Kendall being a guy that's a play caller too, you kind of wonder how that would work. But, J.R. Sandlin's a name that's been mentioned to me as a potential tight ends coach. And so they'll work some things through. D.J. Durkin, of course, is an obvious candidate for defensive coordinator. But I'm told he's not the only candidate that Levy plans to talk to, a couple people. But I do think the staff will largely come together pretty quickly. And I do think there's a chance that some of the current staff members have a chance to stay on once they have an opportunity to meet with Coach Levy.
Who do you think that would be?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know who all he plans to bring in, right? I mean, because like if I got a job, people would have no idea that, okay, I'm going to bring in, you know, Bo Bounds as head of communications, right? They wouldn't know that until they have a chance to hear from me. But I think David Turner is a guy you got to look at. I mean, this is a guy that's got an incredible resume when it comes to developing and recruiting players. Darcell McBath, well, he didn't have a great year this year. I think they kind of reached the end of a talent cycle. But, you know, Darcell's done some good things at Mississippi State. Chad Bumpus obviously is, a fan favorite. He's done a really good job on the recruiting side. I mean, yeah, there were some issues at times with wide receivers on the field, and you hope you can kind of coach through that. Maybe having Levy around helps in that aspect of it. But I would think those three guys have a real possibility to stay, and maybe you keep Tony Hughes in some capacity. But, yeah, I won't be the least bit surprised if a couple guys get to stay on. But because, you know, that's how it is with first-year coaches, right? We saw it with Dan Mullen. I mean, the university had to help him make hires, including Carl Torbush and, Mark Hudspeth.
I remember, you know, Burns told him he was hiring Hudspeth, and that made – that gave Dan the red ass, as you know. But, okay – that'd be interesting. I don't know if any of those are worth keeping. Bumpus, I could see for recruiting. They are going to have to. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Supplement him as far as on the field coaching. But Nick Saban's done it before. I mean, he's had as you know, and other coaches, Steve, have had guys that are one of the 10 headsets on the field, but they don't coach their position because they're such a good recruiter. An analyst does. So it's not like this is some kind of new thing. Let's go back to Kendall Browse real quick. I get where you're going and I get the tie. And of course you didn't say that it was done by any stretch. I think what you said, as far as Kendall being a play caller and Levy being a play caller, it would be too many chefs in the kitchen. And that's why Kendall wouldn't be interested. That's just my initial reaction. What is yours?
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, I had somebody hit me up yesterday, an industry peer, and said, hey, don't be surprised if this happens. Well, I mean, if there's an obvious connection, right? I mean, you know, Levy's married to Kendall's sister. So, right. Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense that they would at least have a conversation. But I think, again, it's like you got too many spoons in the pot there. Somebody's got to be the, you know, the overriding factor. And of course, it's going to be the head coach. But you never know how they're going to structure these things. But you hired Jeff Levy to run his offense, right? You didn't hire Jeff Levy to go out and go get another coordinator and let him run his offense, right? So it's got to be people, you know, kind of cut from the same cloth. So in some respects, it makes sense. But in other ways, it doesn't make sense that Browse will be there. I mean, he's at TCU now. And, of course, Jeff won that battle over the weekend. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, you're going to hear a lot of stuff. But I do think the staff, for the most part, will come together pretty quick. I don't think it's going to be something that lingers on. And that's one thing that I was told on Friday. All the days run together after a while. But Friday, talking to some Oklahoma media folks, there will be some people from Oklahoma that come with him, and likely some players from Oklahoma that come to Mississippi State. You know, guys that were recruited by Jeff or have built a good relationship. Not in any way trying to suggest that they're going to poach the roster. I think Venable's going to be okay, but there will be some crimson and cream guys trading in from maroon and white on the coaching staff and likely on the field as well.
I think the only way it would work with Kendall Briles, and I just don't see any way Levy does this at his age, especially, is if he gave Kendall the play calling duties and just became the head coach. But I just think that's so difficult to do when that's kind of who you are and what you're known for, Steve.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. To me, that makes the most sense. You know, Levy's going to continue to call the plays. That's the reason you went and hired him. Right. So I would be surprised, but, you know, nothing surprises me in coaching anymore. I mean, you know, who would have ever thought that, you know, 2 years ago, Jeff Levy's coaching the offense at Ole Miss and, you know, wearing those we run the SIP socks. And now he's being, you know, cascaded with the noise of cowbells in an airport here just a couple years later. I mean, you just never know who you're going to end up working for or with in this profession. And so, you know, here we are. But there's no point in getting surprised or falling in love with Cody's coaching candidates on the assistant side either, because Jeff Levy's going to hire the guys that he believes that embody what he wants to do as a football program, and that's what he's been empowered to do.
With the youth movement, boy, this is totally different than a Cohen Leach deal. I mean, these guys are jumping around, and obviously you were there last night, right, at the airport?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what was it like?
It was pretty crazy. I mean, it's like, I walk up there, and we're early, obviously, because I didn't want to have to walk them out of my car after it was over. But we get there early, and, you know, Bully is there dancing around. He's like 6'6", which is probably the tallest Bully ever. But and then there's a DJ out there, and, you know, things are going good, and all of a sudden the crowd begins to gather. And it was an incredible atmosphere. I mean, you see some of those pictures that came out. We did video of the whole thing, but yeah, it's for free. You can go watch it on our website, Jeans page. But, yeah, there was a different air. You know, I think it's just been after what not just Mississippi State players and coaches have been through, this fan base needed some life, needed some juice.
No question.
Hey, there's change. We got it last night. I mean, just being at that event, for those who couldn't make it, I think you missed out. I mean, it's difficult, you know, on a Sunday when Thanksgiving Day weekend, you're trying to get things figured out. But I was really impressed with the turnout, but it was just a different vibe. And like when the players took Zach Selman and put him up on their shoulders, I mean, that's not one thing you expect. I mean, it was a wild deal, man. And you know, sitting there watching, you know, Staley Levy cry, you know, I mean, it was just interesting to watch that family dynamic. We forget sometimes, you know, it's like we get so caught up in wins and losses, we forget there are people here that have families and people that care about them. And it was a pretty special moment, you know, to watch that family. And his daughter, Cora, just kind of like wide-eyed looking around and trying to figure out how to ring the cowbell, you know. It was a cool experience. And I think it's probably the best of those arrival-type deals that we've already had at Mississippi State, which says a lot about this administration, trying to make a big deal out of things. And we'll have a big deal tonight at the SEAL Complex at 7:30.
I'll be there. Why is it so late, Steve? What is he going out today and – and can he see recruits? Is he going to do a whirlwind tour on the plane? What's going on?
Now, that period starts tomorrow. We're currently still in the evaluation period, and the contact period opens up on December 1st. I would suspect a lot of it's just meeting with staff, getting on the phone, kind of getting things settled. But, ordinarily we do these press conferences and this receiving thing, in the evening. I don't know what their situation is. And, Bo, I know you're getting older, so drop some Geritol and come out here and be with us. And,
dude, I'm coming up. I'll be there by 1 o'clock today, and I guess I'll, kick it at Bulldog Burger or Two Brothers for a little while and then roam around, and I'll be there, man. I'm gonna go. I was at Leach's. I mean, I know you go to all of them, but and I thought Leach's was crazy how packed it was. But this is just the energy from two young guys that are under 40 years old. It reminds people of Byrne and Mullen a little bit, Steve Robertson. It does.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And the thing about it is, too, is like when you look around this fan base, like there are so many people that care, right? I mean, and it's probably more in our generation than there ever has been, right? I mean, there are a lot of people that over time just kind of been different. I'll go when they're winning. Maybe we'll get the kids a T-shirt for Christmas or whatever. But there are so many people now that are giving to the Bulldog Initiative and people that are upgrading their tickets and people that are attending road games like never before. And those people want to know that their administration is matching their energy. And I think that's what you got last night. It's like, hey, listen, the product we put on the field this year was unacceptable. We've made a change because we hear you. And fans responded. You had a great crowd for Southern Miss. You had a sellout crowd for the Egg Bowl. So I think that's the main thing is, like, if I'm investing all of my emotional and financial energy into this thing, I want to know that my leadership cares as much as I do. And I think Zach Selman has answered that call and said, yes, we do. We do want to win and win big here at Mississippi State. And, now it's the Jeff Levy administration, the 36th coach in the history of Mississippi State football, getting ready to go, and another offensive-minded coach. But, there's things to like and things that concern you about the hire, but that's going to be the case with every candidate.
Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com, 247 Sports. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. This interview is brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland. Amazing burgers and appetizers and a great selection of cold beer, including Key City Beer from Vicksburg. Steve, you mentioned, all right, so he's going to have to re-recruit some of the roster. Strong rumors that Xavion and Tulu were gone. A hire like this of a young guy, this was 10 days ago, as you know, strong with a young guy who's offensive minded and has all this buzz and energy. Do you think there's a chance that some of the guys that they thought were going to leave, that they actually wanted, could stay?
Well, Tulu said just yesterday on his own social media accounts.
On the Instagram?
Yeah, he said he plans to stay, and we went through that last year too. It's like, I'm going to stay, I'm going to go. That's part thing you got to figure out. And Xavion Thomas, of course, went in the portal last year. Talk, he may go in again this year. Last night, the discussion was he wasn't going to go in, but you can't assume anything at this point. And, it's like, hey, I look at these football highlights on Twitter and I think, man, this is great, but you still have to have a relationship and have a shared vision. And so, they'll do some player interviews and things like that. But at the end of the day, no player, no coach, no administrator, no university president, nobody is bigger than Mississippi State. And that's now Jeff Levy's responsibilities to be a caretaker of Mississippi State, a good steward of the scholarship dollars and things of that nature, and make sure you have the players that can move this program forward. And so you can't let a player want to go in the portal hold you hostage. You got to do what's best for Mississippi State, no matter who that player is.
Are you hearing any names at quarterback? I mean, he's got to go get one in the portal. He's got to have a playmaker dual threat that's ready to go day one for them to even think or dream about being competitive in 2024, especially with that schedule. Are you hearing any names that you could share?
Well, the portal actually opens a week from today. Right. I mean, of course, it's open for Mississippi State players now because we've made a coaching change, and anybody else who's had a coaching change, they have that window. Right. Go ahead and get in. So I think our options today may be different than they're going to be a week from now. Right. Ty Simpson, obviously from Alabama, has ties to Mississippi State. That's been in the mix for a while, but he's a guy that may be on the move. And obviously he's got some connections to Mississippi State. But I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see somebody from Oklahoma come, you know, off that roster. You know, maybe it's a younger guy. You know, we'll see. But a lot of it's just going to depend on what that portal traffic looks like in the beginning. But obviously, there is no question you have to take a portal quarterback. You might need to take two, to be quite honest with you. But you got to continue to kind of work through this thing and see what happens. But in order for this for next year to be a step up and not just a step forward, you've got to go get somebody in the portal that can be your immediate starter, that has some familiarity with this offense and a skill set that Jeff Lebby can work with.
How do you see the defensive coordinator hire going down? That he'll have one in the next 2 to 3 days?
I don't think it's going to take long at all. And that's the thing, too, with coaches being able to hit the road just in a few days. And you know he's already had some conversations. It's not like, sure, okay, well, now I've got a job, let me go figure this thing out. I mean, you know there's probably already been some conversation. And DJ Durkin is an obvious candidate. But, again, I'm told he's going to talk to a couple guys. It may end up being DJ Durkin. It may not be. But obviously those guys spent together some time at Ole Miss, and they have a relationship. But I wouldn't be surprised if he dipped back into the Oklahoma well a little bit, too, on the staff. But I don't think this is something that's going to linger on. I think by the time you and I talk next week, I think the majority of this staff's going to be in place.
Okay, so rank it. Do you have strength and conditioning as the number one hire, or defensive coordinator, or both?
Yeah, I think both of those are extremely important. I think the defensive coordinator hire is the most important hire for an offensive-minded coach, just like an offensive coordinator hire would be for a defensive-minded coach, right? But just beneath that, like a sliver of importance, is strength and conditioning. And that's one of the things – I don't know what happened this year, but I thought in many respects the team kind of took a step back in that. And
they did.
That's not to denigrate anybody else's work. I mean, the results are the results, right? I mean, that's what we're all judged on. It's not about our intentions. It's about what we do. It's about our production. And so some of the first conversations I had, even in advance of Zach Arnett being terminated, is that, hey, what's going on with strength and conditioning? So people in the industry were already kind of recognizing that. So I would expect a change there. But, you know, we'll see. You may find out that, hey, maybe those guys were hamstrung. I don't know. But I think more times than not that coaches bring in people they're familiar with, that they already have a relationship with when it comes to strength and conditioning.
Mm-hmm. And then if you had to guess portal players to high school graduates over the next few weeks, what do you think that ratio or those numbers look like?
Probably close to 50-50. You know, it appears that the commitment so far, and again, it's all brand new, right? I mean, everybody's locked in because they're caught up in the excitement, right?
Sure.
But once a coach talks to them and works for their evaluation, there may be some guys leave the class, and some of it may not be their choice. You know, I mean, that's just part of the deal. But I think, you know, you've got to flip this roster quickly, right? And so I would say at the very least it's probably going to be 50-50 because you're going to have some scholarship spots open up. You're going to have some guys that leave on their own. There are going to be some other guys you think, you know what, you might have a better opportunity playing somewhere else. And you have those conversations and you're candid with people. And then you kind of figure out what you've got to work with. But, yeah, you're going to have to flip this roster. And, listen, a bunch of high school kids aren't going to make you better next year.
Right.
You've got to go out to the portal, and you've got to have a sense of urgency, and you've got to get some guys who can come in here from day one. And I don't mean just going and getting backups off other programs either. And that's one of those things, too. When a guy's in the portal, I don't care what his high school ranking was. It means absolutely nothing. It's the first thing people talk about. Well, he was a four-star at high school. Yeah, he's been a bench warmer in college. I have no interest in that guy, right? And I think that's where Levy's got to go, is you've got to go get some guys. You know, and Mekhi Polk is the exception to the rule. I think we'd all agree, right? He was underutilized at Cal and then got into a pass-happy scheme here and really used that to, you know, transform his career. But, you know, I don't think you can just go get all these cast-offs from other programs and say, okay, well, since they played at Alabama or they played at Georgia, they got to be good players. Because there's a reason they're in the portal in the first place. So you got to go get those guys that are ascending, maybe guys that are coming up from the G5 level that have torn it up and say, hey, I want to go try this thing on the SEC level. Or perhaps somebody, because of a coaching change, leaves a Power 5 program. You got to go get that guy. I can't go get the bench warmer anymore. That's not going to get anything done for me.
All right, we'll leave it there. Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yep.
The Boneyard Podcast. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Oh, man, the show is brought to you by Kinetic Staffing. Executive recruiting firm. Number one, Kinetic Staffing. Speaking of recruiting, we're going to do a lot of Kinetic Staffing between now and December 20th. So if you're looking to recruit more talent to your CPA firm, technology company or firm, law firm, business, executive recruiting, kineticstaffing.com, Alan Lang, kineticstaffing.com. Hour number three coming up. Tom Luganville knows Jeff Levy. He'll join us at 9:30.